years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
It's a good day.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The most important things going on in the world are discussed here on the Good Day program with the intelligence, the articulation, the enthusiasm, the cooperation of people like Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't go crazy on the enthusiasm part. It's still a little early. All right.
Early? Okay. All right.
I haven't had my coffee yet, boss.
Right. We're getting there.
Uh-oh. I already have. We're ready.
Wait a minute.
Do it.
And there's a special deal at Starbucks. Did you get free coffee today, Roberta?
I don't even have clothes on yet.
Really?
Really? How you doing?
All right. All right. Well, she's in New York, and a lot of times people don't need too many clothes in New York City.
That's right.
The serious
naked
side.
Naked cowboy. Naked radio announcer.
That hit-and-run suspect accused of killing the couple in New York in the automobile accident was taken into custody yesterday. Do you see a picture of this guy?
Oh, isn't he a jerkbag?
Oh,
my goodness.
You don't want to touch this guy.
Ugh.
And so I don't know how much.
Tell he smells.
There was all kinds of, as I saw it earlier in the week, there were a lot of questions about his immigration status.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently has been this guy's been in jail. What's the New York side of this? He was in jail because he shot somebody in
manslaughter.
He shot the guy that was the original 50 Cent, not necessarily the performer, but the guy that the performer got the name from.
Really?
Who apparently I think was.
I am so impressed right now.
Or something. What?
That you know that there was an original 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Let's not get too carried away with that.
Bowdy, you, Roberta Fasanelli. Right. That's pretty good.
He spent 10 years in prison for manslaughter.
Mm. All right.
So and then last month had a DWI.
That's right, yeah.
You can tell
17th. Yep.
In his photo, when you look at his photo, you can tell that he's using. And you can tell he's glassy-eyed and just, it's, I don't know.
So this is another example, it seems to me, and for all those of you who go bananas when you hear stories like this, you have every right to, and there ought to be more focus, more concerted action on the way judges handle these cases. In this particular circumstance, this guy has had brushes with the law. He's had, why would it, given his record, if he had a DWI in February, why wasn't his license taken away from him? Not that that would have kept him from driving.
That doesn't do anything.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
Doesn't. Anyway,
what's good is that is he's going to go to jail now.
Yeah,
you know, at least you know awaiting trial, and Bubba will take care of him.
The story, if you don't know or didn't remember this, there was a crash. I think it was it Sunday or Monday? Sunday night.
Yeah.
Two people involved in the crash, actually there were three. There was a husband and wife, Nachman and Razie Glauber, who were on their way to the hospital. They're 21 years old, having their first child, and on the way, this dirtbag runs into them at an intersection, demolishes his car and the other car. Both the mother and father are killed. The baby's delivered and then dies.
Yeah,
so he's facing three murder charges. Now, they'll get him for second degree or whatever, or some smart lawyer will plead it down to manslaughter. But three times whatever the sentence is, you'd only hope would
you
be
know what?
Pronounced on this guy.
At this point, though, the court, whatever punishment he gets from the legal system is nothing compared to what he's going to have to live with. Because I'm sorry, this
but
guy,
he
you can tell
care.
He's not.
Look at that
you
guy.
Don't know.
He doesn't,
look crazy, though. He looks like an addict to me. And as soon as that wears off, he's going to have to live with it. And that's going to be worse than anything else.
And there's also, you know, in prison sentencing, I mean, there is honor among thieves to a certain extent. And depending on what crime you're convicted for, and a crime like this, they better put him on in protective custody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. This is, you're on the lowest rung of the prison. You know, I think just below this is pedophiles.
That may go well with what's going on in the Vatican. There's discussion today.
What a segue.
Well, I mean, think about what these people have been charged with. There are 12 names now, so-called Dirty Dozen Cardinals. The Dirty Dozen have been suggested. Actually, there's more evidence that's coming forth every day from the Survivors Network by those abused by priests called SNAP. They've singled out these 12, and three of them are Americans. Cardinals that have covered up and accused. Now, all of these have two things in common. All of these names I'm about to read have two things in common. One of them, they're all cardinals that are suggested as possible candidates for being the Pope. And, according to the SNAP group, they all have either directly or indirectly had their, pardon the pun, hands all over the issue of protecting pedophile priests, or have been involved in the activity themselves.
Ah.
So here they are. Here's the list. From America, Donald Wuerl. I'm just giving you their names, not Donald Cardinal Wuerl. Timothy Dolan, Sean O'Malley.
Yeah.
They're all three accused of covering up or having something to do with this pedophile problem for years. From Czechoslovakia, or the Czech Republic, as Jennifer wants to call it, Dominic Duca, the cardinal there. From Argentina, Leonardo Sandri. From Italy, two of them, Roberta, Angelo Scola and Tarcisio Bertoni. George Pell from Australia. From Ghana, Peter Turkson. Mark Ouellette from Canada, Norberto Rivera from Mexico, and Oscar Andres Rodriguez Maragida from Honduras. All of these men have been charged by this group, and they're trying to get in each district. This is a very difficult task, you know, to bring these men to justice, because they're all in different countries. Laws are different in all of these countries, that kind of stuff. So, but even if they are not handled well by the law, the court of public opinion, as long as they're all, you don't think every newspaper in all of these areas isn't doing some kind of really deep down research? Sean O'Malley, he's here in Los Angeles, wasn't he, Jennifer?
Sean O'Malley, I'm not sure if he was in Los Angeles.
Who's the Los Angeles
Roger
cardinal?
Roger Mahoney is our cardinal, yes.
And notice how, look at the Irish, they're all Irish or Italian, most of them, too.
Many Eastern Europeans, Polish, you know, obviously our last Pope was Polish.
Hispanic.
Now, what's interesting here, just as a side note and offshoot to this story, is that as the cardinals are going through the conclave, the American cardinals canceled their briefing because they thought there would be a leak of information about who they're looking at for picking the next Pope. Isn't that kind of interesting?
A leak, is there?
They think there's a rumor that there's been a leak on the closed door discussions ahead of the conclave. So they've just done a media blackout that was just imposed this morning, which forced the cancellation of, which they do daily press briefings by U.S. cardinals, and they canceled them all. They've gone into radio Pope silence.
In the Sistine Chapel, they've installed electronic jamming devices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They saw that some of the stuff that they had talked about only privately had been put into the Italian newspaper La Stampa. And so they figured they have a leak from somewhere. Maybe it was that guy that tried to break in, the fake cardinal.
Who
that
had,
broke
what, he
into.
Have a bathrobe around his...
he had on Asics tennis shoes, and he had on a pink sash. That's what drew the attention, is that they all wear red.
Right.
But he had on a pink sash, which was actually
just
a scarf.
It was a scarf, yeah.
Yeah. And you could see him. He was, like, walking up to people. He was so brazen, like, shaking hands. And the guys that he was shaking hands with are kind of looking at him like, do I know you from somewhere?
All right, the Queen of Cheek deals for today. What do we have in a moment, Jennifer? Roberta. Jennifer's got the television report later in the half hour. What sort of deals are you going to tell us about in a minute?
Well, like you said before, we have a deal from Starbucks. We have deals from Whole Foods, free address stamps, and a real good deal on toys, on name brand toys at Kmart we're going to tell you about.
Stand by for that info here on Good Day.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, so Roberta has everything that you need today to save serious money.
To save serious money.
There's an echo in here. Have a cup of coffee.
Let's start with Bath and Body Works. They're giving away a free eau de toilette spray. It's called Beautiful Day. It goes through tomorrow, so we have the information for you at DougStephan.com on how exactly to get that free. We've also got a free return address stamps. These are really, really cool. It's like, you know, just like a stamp, but it's self-ink, so you don't have to do that messy ink stuff. You don't have to, like, break your nails trying to peel the little pieces of paper off those freebie things that they give you with your names and addresses on it when they're asking for money and that you feel guilty about taking and using afterwards because you didn't give the money. So just buy the stamp and you'll be all set. It's free. All you do is pay for shipping and handling. Whole Foods. This is a deal. I am going to be online early tomorrow morning at Whole Foods. They get 3 bunches of tulips for $10. It's 30 tulips for $10. It's only on the 8th tomorrow, and it's as they, you know, run out of stuff. Isn't that sweet?
My wife hates tulips.
Does she? Oh, yeah, spring. I prefer daffodils. I like daffodils better. But I'll
I have
tulips.
Daffodils in my house right now, and they're gorgeous.
Oh, I know. They're beautiful. Right in season now. Kmart, buy one name brand toy, get the other one for 50% off. Hey, people, Christmas shopping, hello. I know it's March, but now you start your Christmas shopping, so you have to do it in November with all that really annoying Christmas stuff in the stores. And Starbucks, they've got a deal going on. You can get a free hazelnut or caramel macchiato, but it's not on their website. It's not advertised. You basically have to go in and ask for it. We have a store locator for you. Make sure that the store that you have near you, the Starbucks you have near you, is participating. But all the information on how to get your free caramel or hazelnut, the hazelnut sounds good, macchiato at Starbucks, we have it at the DougStephan.com website in the Queen of Cheap section. Go check it all out.
Rhoda Morgenstern in the Focus with Jennifer in a little while here on Good Day.
Your
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
From last night, Richie usually watches American Idol.
No. Correction, please. My wife usually watches.
Oh,
I just happen to be in the room.
Right. Stop it.
Yeah, right. Jennifer hasn't had time to. What about you, Roberta? No. Are you checking these?
No, last night I didn't watch it, but I have been watching it on and off, yes.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we start with Elijah Liu. He opened up American Idol last night with Stay. There's a great song called Stay that comes from the 1950s by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs.
Or, if you want to welcome to, like, recent time, there is Lisa Loeb's Stay, which is also really
good. Oh, yeah. I remember we had her on a few weeks ago. Yeah.
The Jackson Brown version is his version of that earlier song, Richie.
Yes.
This is not.
Right.
All right, so the judges seem to like her. What did you think, Rich, of her last night walking through?
Him? I didn't see him. I came in a little bit after, I think.
All right, so let's go to maybe you saw Cortez Shaw, who's up next with Locked Out of Heaven. Bad choice of song with a young crowd watching. Judges had issues with his performance. How old is this guy?
They're all in their 20s, mid-20s, low-20s.
Yeah, they're not going to be any older than 28. This guy has a fun sound to him. And I don't mean like fun. Fun.
The band.
I mean Fun the band, yeah.
This is a song by Fun.
Yeah, but his voice sounds just like him. He's just doing karaoke is what I'm getting at.
So he's not anything special. Charlie Askew up next, when she's singing Mama. So I saw a review of this yesterday, which I forgot to mention when we were on the air with American Idol yesterday. The The review was, it's all bland ballads. Nobody
a lot
any.
Of it.
There's the women have done a really good job so far. There's some real talent on the women's side.
Yeah.
On the guys' side, when I came into it, the judges were pretty much saying, okay, we finally started the show as they got into about half of the contestants.
Isn't that funny? Because the last few years, it's always been the guys that are stronger.
Yeah.
So the girls are coming
back.
Yeah,
the women
now.
Appear to be stronger this year, and there were some stronger guys towards the end.
The judges are not sure this guy's performance struck all the right notes, if you'll pardon the pun. Next up, Nick Boddington singing Iris. Am I so out of touch, Jennifer, with current
This is one of my favorite current, like, rocky ballads.
Yeah, who sings this? Where does it come from?
The Goo Goo Dolls.
Vernell Taylor up next. I'm here.
I think this one might be good.
No offense, Rich, but I think you might have thought wrong.
Yeah, wrong one.
All right, then let's move on to Paul Jolly. I mean, these things all blend into each other. They all sound
the same. This could be good. Listen, let's take a listen. This could be good. This could be my favorite so far.
Judges didn't like it. We got time for one more quickie, Richie here. Lazaro Arbo's Feeling Good.
This is the guy who stutters really badly and then sings really well.
He's got pipe.
All right, some more representative sampling from American Idol last night here on Good Day.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Ensuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Discover card?
Yes. Hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right. Every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 33.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. flavors. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
I never was captain for the football team. But you ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day.
Good Day time is 33 after the hour. The best stories of the day are here on Good Day. And to prove that, we have the storm that wasn't. Another example of poor forecasting, but probably the fault of the all the sequester changes that examine
right.
In a moment. We also examine what ladies have been warned about. Now, I'm guessing this is for women, but there are probably a few men that put this gel on their hands when they get a manicure. Men get manicures. Richie, you ever get manicures?
Never in my life have I gotten a manicure.
Well, I have.
I'm behind you on that one.
That's fine.
I need to catch up. I need to go get a couple
close
hundred
to me
manicures.
You're behind me.
Because you can get a pedicure, too.
There you go.
Yeah, right. All right. Anyway, so we'll have that warning for folks. Jennifer, you have an update on some of the television stories in a few moments, I believe.
I do. We will be talking about Valerie Harper, among other things, some cancellations and casting news. But also at our Facebook page, I want to remind you guys to go and check it out because we have a lot of stuff brewing over there today. Facebook, well, it's hard to categorize it by any other word but stuff because it's so much.
Stuff.
We stretch your brain and the limits, Dougie.
Ooh,
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Few questions. What are you laughing at?
My brain is stretched as far as it could possibly go. No
true.
Way you can stretch
it. That's like
it
a rubber
further.
Band.
Yeah.
Bing.
Yeah.
All right, a couple of questions that we're asking you to chime in on today. First, Taylor Swift recently quoted Katie Couric about there being a special place for women who don't support other women. Do you think women are supportive or critical of other women? What's your experience? Let us know. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Plus,
the quote was, there's a special place in hell.
I know. I took out the H-E double hockey sticks because I don't like to write cuss words on our Facebook page, even though it's kind of not a cuss word. But, you
it
know.
Is not a cuss word.
I'm just trying to
it's a place.
Keep good taste, all right?
Yeah.
It's also World Book Day. We're asking, what is your favorite book of all time? We've already chimed in on that. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, we were following many questions yesterday. Gay men, straight men, drones, kissing your pet, all kinds of things. Let's talk about trusting gay men or straight men more as a friend. This was a question for all you ladies out there. Jennifer said, gay friends are the best for sure. In my experience, they are more trustworthy because they don't have sexual agenda, which has ruined many of my friendships with straight males. Interesting. Yeah. Zachary said, indifference, sexuality has no factor in trust for me. Mike said, interesting topic that you put forth, but yet he did not chime in on this. Yeah. Marge said, very interesting topic indeed, but yet she also did not chime in on this. You two, on my list, got to chime in. Stephanie said, I have both gay and straight friends. I trust them all the same. Dee Dee said, I completely agree with Zachary. Why would sexuality have any bearing on whether someone is trustworthy or not? Janice said, sexual orientation has nothing to do with trust. Liz said, if a woman thinks every man she becomes friends with is trying to get into her pants, she probably needs a reality check. Alex said, that doesn't matter at all. It's the character that counts. Loretta said, as a matter of trust, that comes as individuals' own moral values. Those values are not connected to gay or straight. Keith said, sexuality has no bearing on whether I trust them as a friend. It isn't even a question. Christina said, I have both gay and straight friends, and it has no bearing on trust. I base trust on my instincts and personal experience with individuals. Alexandra agrees. Sexuality has no bearing on the situation. Janine said, I was a hairstylist and exposed to many gay men, and I found them to be the very best of friends. Yeah. Terry said, without reservation, no. It would remove the citizen's right to due process, not to mention the right to life. I don't know about her. But apparently he's throwing it out there just so we know. And then Martha said, trust is usually left to the individual. I have lots of straight men friends who are close friends, and yes, I do trust them with lots of secrets. The gay friends are also trustworthy, and there is closeness where you feel they understand you much more than your straight friends. But I say I can trust them both. So there.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. By the way, there is in the world of radio this sort of unspoken focus on the social media. A lot of radio stations want you to like them for whatever the reason, that seems to give them more credibility. So you'd be happy to know that when the person on the radio says, we are the most popular station in town on Facebook, you may want to give some credibility or lack thereof to the fact that a radio station, Richie, has become more popular in Russia than it is in the United States because somehow or other the radio station connected with some hacker in Russia and get this hacker to line up fake likes, phony likes on the Facebook page. Mm. I don't know how you do that, but I suppose it's possible.
Don't you wish we did, though?
Yeah.
5 million likes!
Exactly. Here's an email from Gene Albright, who writes, I wake up to your radio show every morning here in Hannibal, Missouri. I think your show is great, and you and Jennifer have more common sense than most radio people. We operate a shop called Many Beautiful Things in Hannibal, which you probably know is the town of Mark Twain. So if you're ever in the area, please stop by. And that's from Gene Albright. It's nice to hear those
very cool
things. Yeah, it is very cool. All right, so speaking of things that are cool or not, yesterday you'll remember we were talking about another winter blast, a storm to beat all storms, a storm that would knock the nation's capital on its butt, and it'll ruin things in New York for the rest of the week. Well, that's not quite what happened. Richie's in Washington, and did you get any snow?
We got, it was snowing very hard, but nothing was sticking.
Yeah.
And then it started sticking to the grass, and those streets were just wet here. I'm in Arlington, Virginia right now, just outside of D.C., about 2 miles outside of D.C. And the streets were just wet. And they kept saying, it's coming, it's coming.
All right.
But it ended up staying warm enough. And what happened was this storm went a little bit farther west than they thought. So we dodged another bullet. Out in the Blue Ridge Mountains, which is about 45 minutes away, they got pummeled. But here in the Washington area and in the burbs, the streets were just wet and slushy a little bit as you go further west towards Dulles Airport.
Yeah.
This morning, the streets are all dry.
All right, what about snow New York, ground. Roberta? What'd you get there?
Nothing. It was no incident whatsoever.
It's a non-event, is what they say.
Non-event. It didn't even rain here. It was very windy. That's what we had. We had a lot of wind.
The funny thing was watching the forecasters dance. We told you it was going to do this, or we told you it could do this.
Right. Maybe.
Yeah. So with the Washington, D.C. area, after getting over a foot of snow 2 years in a row, twice over 2 years in a row, in 09 and 10, mm-hmm. This is the biggest snow we've seen since then, and it was maybe 3 inches.
Yeah. All right. In my neck of the woods on the farm, central Massachusetts, got a little bit of rain. I think it's raining there this morning. There was some snow, but it's been washed away. Interesting.
And it's going to be 60 on Sunday.
Right. And all of there's no frost left in the ground. Wherever we send tractors out in the fields, they get stuck because it's just mud. Everything is just a big mud hole. And it is counter to the only forecast that was really right was the one on the big storm. That was accurate. But the rest of the forecasting has been as it seems to be. And it's okay. You can't live or die by it. But a lot of people do. I have to determine what we're doing on the farm in the good weather months by what the forecast says.
And I think the difference is whether there is a current storm. Like, okay, this storm is actually up and running, and here's where it's going to go, and here's what it's going to do. And then this storm was not even formed when they were already using the models to kind of project its path and what it would turn into. And that seems to be where, there's still, not 100%.
It's a problem with
that. Yeah, it is.
So, ladies, Roberta, Jennifer, those of you who are listening who go to the manicurist with regularity, I have somebody.
A couple of times a month, yep.
Very close to who loves to go to the manicurist.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so I think Meredith is that too. The essence of this gel manicure apparently isn't what's put on your nails, but how it's secured. Is that, am I reading this correctly?
Well, the secret behind the gel manicure, the reason it's such a big deal is that when you get your nails done, if you are like most women who are busy and doing things, your nails start to chip within 3 or 4 days if it's a good manicure, usually. I'm talking about your fingernails. Toenails usually last a lot longer, I think. But this gel manicure promises that you won't have chips for about 3 weeks. Yeah. I've done the gel manicure before, and it does. It does make your manicure last a long time. It's just really hard to remove if you do it at home, so I don't get them anymore. But the trouble, and I think what the medical community is worried about now, is that once you have the gel applied, you have to put your hand into like a UV light to get it. Are you yawning?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard someone yawning.
No, I
in my great
important.
Instruction about the gel manicure.
Right.
Okay, good. All right, so you put your hands underneath a UV light so that it actually cures it. And I think you're under there for maybe a minute or two. So it's, it's light exposure.
UV light is not good to be exposed to no matter where you're putting it on your body.
Right.
Not good.
I think it's kind of much ado about nothing.
What are they saying the danger
I know UV,
is?
UV
dangerous
light.
Skin cancer.
Yeah. But, I mean, here's the thing. I tested upon myself, and I am, if you've noticed, a very fair sort. I burn easily. I can't really be out in the sun a long period of time. I put my fingers under here, and while it feels warm, I don't see, it's not like my skin gets, there's no redness when I take it out or anything. I don't feel like, I don't know, I think it might just be a big hooey. Although you're not supposed to get UV rays. Yeah. And if you're doing it often, the thing is, if you're doing it a minute every 3 weeks, is that really going to affect your health, do you think?
Yes. I don't agree. The UV light is part of what KO'd the x-ray machine. UV light is x-ray, and it's just not good for you.
I mean, believe me, I don't think it's the greatest idea in the world, but I can't imagine that if you're... I mean,
you don't
maybe
want
people
to.
Do it often.
That's because you don't want to.
You're right, because it's 3 weeks of no chips.
No, yeah, okay, so you want 3 weeks of no chips or you want skin cancer?
That I don't
looks
know,
like the
it's
choice.
Tough.
888-302-3684. A lot of you folks listening want to look your best. Good for you. Well, have you checked your teeth? I was in the dentist yesterday, and looking around it, since we started talking about power swabs, every time I'm around people in a crowd, I start looking at their teeth. Yesterday,
they have x-rays
perfect place.
At the dentist, Dougie.
Yes, they do, and that's something to stay away from. You want to have as few x-rays of your teeth as possible. They make money on it. Don't let them do it. Once every 3 or 4 years, it's okay. Other than that, new. So, meanwhile, back to your yellow stained teeth. dentist cleans them up a couple times a year, and you get rid of the stains for a while. But you go back to drinking coffee and tea and alcohol and smoking and that kind of stuff, and then you try to use those whitening strips or those trays because you've heard they are good. Well, if you like to have uncomfortable gums, those strips are great. I mean, the trays are great. Other than that, sticking that stuff in your... Remember, have you ever had this experience? When yesterday I had a bad tooth problem, and so they stick that gunk in your mouth so that you get an impression of where the tooth is going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what that tastes like after it comes out.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that for an hour. That's what some of these whitening products are all about. Ugh, yeah, that's exactly right. Now with Power Swabs, however, you will work your way in 2 minutes to whiter teeth. If you use it over a seven-day period, it'll be 6 or 7 shades lighter. Get rid of the smoking stains. Get rid of all the other items that are making your teeth unpleasant to look at. And by the way, Power Swabs works on natural teeth, bonded teeth, veneers, caps, crowns. Get it now by dialing 800-865-7602. That's the way to order this. Mention Doug Steffen. You will get 1 month free, a supply of mouthwash and toothpaste, a 1 month free deal with Power Swabs. Clinically proven to whiten your smile in 5 minutes. Try it today, risk-free, guaranteed to work, or your money back. It's a coconut blend of all kinds of really important natural cleansers for your teeth. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Jennifer Hoyne, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Sad story about Valerie Harper, yeah, who was on this program, what, a couple of months ago, Richie?
She was, yeah.
And I wondered at the time, because she didn't seem quite right. Now we know why.
Well, she said that's why she actually went to the doctor, because she was having a hard time remembering her lines. She was forgetting things. There was a state of confusion. So she went to the doctor and found out, and she just announced, actually, via People Magazine, that she's been diagnosed with incurable brain cancer. And they've given her about 3 months to live. No. Very, very sad. You know her best from her role as Rhoda Morgenstern on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Rhoda. She was diagnosed in January, and it's the terminal condition that she has is cancer cells spread into the membrane surrounding the brain. She said, quote, I don't think of it as dying. I think of being here now. I'm well past my expiration date already. I've had a good run. What more can I ask for? So she's keeping up a brave front. Mary Tyler Moore, not happy at all with this diagnosis and hearing about it. She said that she's absolutely devastated by this news. She's 76 herself, and she underwent surgery in 2011 for a benign tumor in the same spot. Interesting enough. Where Harper's malignant cancer cells are located.
You know what I wonder? Ed McMahon died of bone cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder.
Lights, maybe?
Yeah, well, we'll go back to this UV x-ray discussion and the things. Ed said to me, and I know a friend, a guy that was a manager of a radio station I worked at, who died of the same thing, because he used to stick his head in the transmitter all the time to see what was going on. I think there's so much stuff from the television cameras and the lights that are on these sets. They're so bright and strong. I think that there's a connection, a direct connection between these things we're talking about here and what happens to you when you're exposed to all this stuff, frankly.
You never know. I mean, it is so much of our environment. Yeah. And I know I make light of these gel manicures, but something like that where you are under intense lights and you're on sets, I mean, you do have to be aware of what's going on around you. But really sad news. However, if anyone can make the best of it, I'm sure Valerie Harper will do it. So we'll hold a good thought for her. All right. So some interesting late night news. We've been hearing a lot of rumblings about the future of Jay Leno at NBC. And the rumor is that he will be out, that in May they will announce he will be done in 2014 with The Tonight Show. They'll move Jimmy Fallon into that time slot. Well, guess who will replace Jimmy Fallon?
Howard Stern.
Really?
Yeah. Could be Howard.
Well, they've liked what he's done.
On America's Got Talent.
Yeah, right. He comes across as being, I think that might work, actually, 51
right.
After.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Are we all ready for a chorus of the Bonnie Pit? Actually, we're not going to sing our way into your heart. We have Tom Kreitler here with his usual clever answers to your clever questions. You can send your email questions to Tom at moneypit.com.
And I'm going to
Doug
thank
at,
Tom.
Can I finish?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. Doug, I'm about to mention my name. You know how upset
no,
I am?
No, we don't want to interrupt your name. Hey. I'm just so happy with Tom right now.
Hold on a minute. Doug at DougStephan.com. All right. We'll talk with Tom in a moment. Your questions and Richie's exuberance.
I'm going to thank him for something that everybody should do in their home if they
really?
Haven't already. Yes.
Okay.
And Tom,
I can't wait.
This. Yes.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, Badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich and Roberta and Jennifer and I are happy to have Tom Kreitler on because he always has some very good information. All right, so Richie's really eager. So go ahead.
No, what's going on, Rich? A few months ago, I had asked Tom on some advice on the kind of recessed lighting I should install in my kitchen. And we just put recessed lighting in, and Tom said, without a doubt, LED is the way to go. And so we installed the LED lights, 10 of them in my kitchen, and they are wonderful. They're dimmable. The light is bright. It's power saving. They look great.
So they burn out faster than
they
you
do not. They do
they
not.
Do. Every time I put them in my house, I've got the same.
They're wired improperly. Then
they aren't wired improperly.
Yes,
the house
are.
Is built. That part of the kitchen was only done 6 or 7 years ago, and every time I put them in, they burn out.
Really,
Doug, you're so abrasive. Everything wears out quickly.
Thank you, Tom. That's very nice of you to say.
But
and he's my friend, folks. Imagine.
Yeah.
All right, so Richie recommends LED lights.
Good.
And so does Tom. Good for you. Susan has a serious dilemma. She has a home that needs a new AC, also needs a new plumbing, new windows, a lot of work.
Yep.
She suspects that there's a problem with the foundation as well. My question to you, lady, is why are you staying there? But that's not the question she has for Tom. Does it make more sense to fix it or to demolish it?
Wow, that must be pretty serious.
Wow.
You know, I think, Doug, that sometimes people look at mechanical problems like AC and plumbing and to some extent even windows and think that there's no solution there. It almost never makes sense to demolish a house because the cost to rebuild it far typically exceeds the cost to fix it in most cases. Now, I would take a serious look at the foundation because that is one of those cases. If there's a really bad problem with the foundation, it could potentially, but even in rare circumstances, make sense to remove and replace the house. But you have to remember that once you do that, you become subject to all the new building codes, the new zoning laws, and all that sort of thing, and you may not even be able to put back the house that you once had if you tear down the old one. So I would do one thing right now, Susan, and that is invest in some good quality professional advice from people that know what they're doing, and I don't mean contractors. I mean either an engineer, an architect, or a professional home inspector to get some impartial, and that's the key, impartial expert advice. You know, when you call a contractor, and we love them, but, you know, if you call a guy in and say, do I need new windows, he's going to go, yeah, and I'm just the guy to fix it for you.
I love these. And we offer you a free inspection.
Free inspection,
let's check your roof. It's a free inspection. You need a new roof.
It's a free sales call.
Right.
That's what it is.
Jackson had installed the tankless water heater a couple of years ago and noticed that he was using a heck of a lot more water, the water is, I guess the question here is, does it get hot faster or not? He says he's tired of paying for wasted water. What fixes that?
I think the issue is, Jackson, that your water heater is located so far from your bathroom fixtures, and that's why you wait a long time for the hot water. And the tankless water heater or a tanked water heater would be doing the same thing. It's a matter of the distance the water has to travel. There is one advantage to tankless, though, and that is that they are so small and so compact that you can actually zone your domestic hot water into sections of your house to have a second water heater placed closer to the bathroom, which will shorten that distance. I don't like the recirculating pumps that recirculate the hot water all the time because then, you know what happens, Doug? You've got to run it that much longer.
Send an email, questions to Tom at MoneyPit.com, and listen to the Money Pit every weekend around the country.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.